On behalf of the newly created 23rd Fleet, I, Major Arya, would like to thank all officers and civilians of the Colonial Defense Forces for welcoming the French community so warmly among them. I think particularly of the Fleet Admiral Gastineau, of the Fleet Cag Rivera for his obligingness, and also of Admiral Merritt, with whom it's always a pleasure to communicate. My personal gratitude goes to the Battlestar Stormbringer and the Admiral Simmons, who brought me in and who has been a determining catalyst in the creation of this fleet. We're motivated, and many projects are in their way, even costumes making, and some are already done. However, the biggest problem we have to cope with here in France is the fact that Battlestar Galactica is restricted to a few lucky sci-fi fans only. Only one channel of French-dedicated sci-fi currently owns the rights to show the series. And sci-fi is included in only one satellite program, the one of the CanalSat provider. Considering the few people left, most of them don't even watch sci-fi, and very few of the others have a look at Battlestar Galactica. It's in this situation that we have to spread the word. It would be a real shame to force people watching it illegally on internet because they can't watch it on TV. But I have hope. Depending on the success of the series, other channels may want to buy rights and then launch the machinery. Whatever now, we are glad to take officially part in colonial activities, because Battlestar Galactica is a wonderful tale. A tale that relates us not only an incredibly thrilling story, but also, metaphorically, the eternal quest of humanity to achieve great ideologies such as liberty, peace, or truth. A present-day tale involving powerful characters played by talented actors, places and objects in which we believe, and an epic plot able to drive anyone to sweat. This is because Battlestar Galactica is both as simple as a tale and more complex than lots of sci-fi stories. This is because this story is part of ours and may be part of our children's. This is because it leads us to think about the frontier of life, the frontier of a consciousness thanks to strong images and the continuity of Frankenstein or the Kubrick Space Odyssey. For all these reasons, and for many others, the 23rd Fleet is now fully engaged. So say we all.